Hello everyone, welcome to the Lighthouse Church Sermon Broadcast. The title of today's message is Spiritual Amnesia. Amnesia is a condition where you can't remember anything. It must be a terrifying condition. Imagine waking up on a street corner and you can't remember anything. You can't remember who you are, how you got there. You're now dependent on people to tell you who you are and all about yourself. Who are you? Who are your family? Where do you live? Where do you work? What are you good at? If you don't get any answers, life could change dramatically. You could find yourself walking the streets as a homeless person, even though you actually own your own home. You could find yourself begging at the traffic lights, even though you actually have a good job. You could seek work as a laborer, even though you're actually a qualified professional, maybe a doctor. I sincerely hope that none of us are suffering from that kind of amnesia. But many of us suffer from a different form of amnesia, a spiritual amnesia. Firstly, we don't know, we don't remember who God has made us to be. And secondly, we don't know, we don't remember what God has given us to do. Put another way, we don't know who we are now that we've put our faith in Jesus. And we don't know our God-given purpose. When this happens, we don't live the glorious life that Jesus has planned for us. Now, as Jesus began his ministry, he was challenged by the devil. Matthew records three challenges in Matthew chapter 4. Notice how two of those challenges begin. Matthew chapter 4, verses 3 and 6. I'll read all texts from the New International Version. If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. The devil directly challenged Jesus' identity as the Son of God. And years later, as Jesus was laying down his life on that cross, he heard the same challenge, recorded in Matthew chapter 27 and verse 40. Come down from that cross if you are the Son of God. If Jesus had doubted his identity in the wilderness, he could have perhaps been trapped by the devil's temptations. If he had doubted his identity on the cross, he could have failed to complete his mission. But Jesus knew who he was, and he knew what his mission was. He knew that he was the Son of God. He knew that he had come to seek and to save the lost. So he stayed on course and he completed his mission. If it was important for Jesus to know his identity and mission, it is surely really important for you and I. We need to know our God-given identity and our God-given purpose or mission in life. So today, we're going to look at the Bible to show us or to remind us of our identity and our mission. Firstly, we are God's chosen people. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. If you belong to Jesus, God has given you a new identity. We are now God's chosen people. We are now a royal priesthood. We are now a holy nation. We are now God's special possession. Notice verse 10. Once you were not. This is a new identity. The first morning that you woke up after putting your faith in Jesus, you woke up with this new identity. But this new identity is just that, it's new. We have to learn who we are. We weren't royal priests before, but we are now. We weren't citizens of the holy nation of God before, but we are now. As we head into the day, the devil may challenge us. You aren't really a royal priest. You aren't really a citizen of God's holy nation. People around us may challenge us too, especially those who know us well. Who do you think you are? You can't fool us. We know who you are. And difficult situations can also challenge us. They tempt us to ask questions like, if I am God's special possession, then why am I in this terrible situation? We need to know this. If God has given us a new identity, then this is who we are. Regardless of what others say, this is who we are. Regardless of what happens, this is who we are. If I lose my job, I don't lose my identity. I don't become another person. If I lose my health, I don't lose my identity. But it can feel like that. We can develop a case of spiritual amnesia. We don't feel like God's special possession. We don't feel like we're royal priests, even though we are. Now, if I have a serious accident in my car and I wake up with amnesia, I can take out my wallet and learn about myself. My driver's license says, I am Alan Wagner. My blood donor card says what type of blood I have. My medical card says that I'm a member of a medical scheme and I'm related to Nikki Wagner. If I can't remember, these cards in my wallet will remind me. When the devil challenges us, or people challenge us, or tough situations challenge us, we can forget who we are. We need to take out our Bible and remind ourselves, this is who I am. I don't feel like God's treasured possession, but I am. I don't feel like a royal priest, but I am. This is my God-given identity. When we know who we are, then we live accordingly. If I know that I have a home, I won't live in the street. If I know that I have a job, I'll go to work. If I know that I have a family, I'll connect with them. And it's the same with our spiritual identity. When we know that we are God's chosen people, we will live secure in God's sovereign choice. He chose us. We're His. When we know that we are a royal priesthood, we will minister to others because that is what a priest does. When we know that we are part of a holy nation, then we will live holy lives that honor God. When we know that we are God's special possession, we will live with a sense of personal value, a healthy self-esteem. Now, having said something about who we are, Peter went on to write about one of our purposes. That, as he wrote, we will declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. When we know that God has changed our identity and our destiny, we will declare His praises. Here's another powerful statement of who we are. It says that we are under new rule. Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. The devil used to be able to dominate us, to rule us. We would do the wrong thing, even if we knew that it was wrong. And we would say, I can't help it. Under his dominion, we felt helpless, unable to stop doing what is wrong and to start doing what is right. But we have been rescued. We are no longer under the devil's oppressive rule. We are now under Jesus' rule. We are now citizens of the kingdom of God. Now, I'm sure the devil would love for us to forget this. He would want to deceive us so that we still believe, I can't help it. If he can keep us deceived, he can keep us from living free from sin. But when we know who we are, citizens of the kingdom of God, freed from the dominion of the devil and under the rule of Jesus, we live differently. When we are tempted to do the wrong thing, we can now say, no, I won't. I no longer have to do that. When the right thing is hard to do, we say, yes, I can do this and I will do this for my King. Our citizenship of the kingdom of God also makes us secure. If the devil attacks us, we can trust our King, Jesus, to defend us. If things get tough, we can trust Jesus to look after us. So we can live with peace of mind, even when our situation is difficult. We can live secure in the promises of Jesus. And here are two. John chapter 16 and verse 33. I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. In this world, we will have trouble. But in him, we have peace. And John chapter 10 and verse 28. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. In life, sometimes people may say things that make us feel insecure. Circumstances may cause us to feel insecure. Spiritual amnesia may set in, bringing feelings of insecurity, stress, fear. In those times, we need to take out our Bible and remind ourselves that we are citizens of the kingdom of God. We are secure in the grip of Jesus' mighty hand. One last statement about our identity. We are people who make a difference. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Our new identity does not just affect us personally, it also affects those around us. When we know who we are, we live differently, and our different lives have an impact on those around us. Jesus says we are like salt in our community. Now, salt preserves what is good. It prevents decay. That is what we can be like in our community. He says that we are light. Light allows people to see. Things that were hidden in the dark become visible when the light shines. This is good. It's good to be salt and light. But it can make us unpopular at times, unfortunately. Some people want the decay. Some people want to hide their wrongdoing in the darkness. So we may be pressured to stop sprinkling that salt or shining our light. People may find fault with us and say, "See, you're not salt and light." It may be tempting to stop sprinkling and stop shining in order to keep the peace or to be accepted. In those times, friends, we need to remember who we are. We are salt and light, and that impacts our community. Now, the biggest difference that you and I can make in our communities is to represent Jesus to them. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 to 20. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation." That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sin against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. Excuse me. Our new identity can have the most powerful impact on our communities as we represent Jesus to those around us. We tell them the good news that they can be reconciled to God. As people believe and become citizens of the kingdom of God, their lives are transformed, and their transformation transforms our communities. Friends, I sincerely hope that none of us ever suffer from spiritual amnesia. But when that happens, if that happens, let's look to the Bible and remember, recognize who we are in Christ. Let's live as the new creations that God has made us to be. Amen.